And I think some people live their life this way. They just react to life. They react to the circumstances they find themselves in. They don't have a clear direction of where they're going. They don't have a target that they're trying to hit with their life. And so they make these random decisions, and they think that just by floating through life, reacting to life, they're going to hit the mark that God has for them. And sometimes we think about the end of life and we just kind of keep our fingers crossed and hope it works out. But as Christians, we don't keep our fingers crossed, but we look to the cross to gain clarity for our life. See, right vision, right living. Wrong vision, wrong living.
They had pyrotechnics at theirs. Speaking in other languages. You know, that was an experience. Okay, what an experience. Now, what would have been my tendency would have been, after it all settled down, the wind went away, we all settled back. You know what my next prayer would have been? God, do it again. That's what I would have said. Because it was fun. But they didn't do that. They didn't seek the fun. They were faithful to the grace. And they went out into the streets and they proclaimed. See, if God does something in you, it's because he wants to flow through you. He wants you to be a river, not a reservoir. Did you know that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for you? And I was sitting there thinking, really? I didn't know that. I knew that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of humanity. But I did not know that was for me. It was sort of like him dying for everyone in the phone book. You get your name in the phone book. Yeah, God knows my number. That's nice. But I failed to realize how that affected me. And he said, if you're the only person, Christ would have still given his life for you. And all of a sudden, there was something that became alive in my heart, and I started to listen. And he said, God has a purpose for your life. He's got a plan for your life. And then he challenged everyone with a question. And maybe you can consider it yourself. He said this, have you ever consciously surrendered yourself to Jesus before? Have you welcomed him into your life? Have you asked him to possess your heart?
He insists they roll the stone away, and I imagine the stench coming forth from that grave. They turn in disgust and in sorrow of loss of their brother. Jesus goes right to the stench, to that grave, and yells out three words, Lazarus, come out. And with three words, he raises this man from the dead. Now with this in mind, see Jesus on the cross, they're down below pointing up at him saying, if you are who you say you are, save yourself. Could not Jesus say another three words? Nails, come out. What's easier? To tell nails to move or to raise somebody from the dead? I'm just guessing that after you've walked on water, multiplied loaves, raised people, healed people, cleaned people from leprosy. Telling nails to move would have been your smallest public miracle. So when you look at the crucifix, you have to conclude, it's not nails holding him there, but the power of his love for you, for me. And this changes everything.